A London music hall. The evening performance is on, and the theater is jammed to the doors. The audience is sat comfortably through the acrobats, the singers, and the whirlwind dancers. But now they're restless. The manager appears on the stage to announce the feature act. His hand is raised for silence.
Ladies and gentlemen! Ladies and gentlemen! With your kind permission, I now have the honor to present to you one of the most remarkable men in the world. I present Mr. Memory. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Every day this remarkable mentality commits 50 new facts to memory. 50, ladies and gentlemen. Facts from history, geography, newspapers, scientific books. Millions and millions of them. And he remembers them all. Test him, ladies and gentlemen, test him. Ask him any questions you like, and he will answer fully and freely. Mr. Memory.
Thank you. Thank you. Now then, ladies and gentlemen, a question, please. A question from anyone in the audience.
Who won the Derby in 1921?
Mr. Jack Joel's Humanist. Steve Dunne, you up. Won by a length. Odds 6-1. Am I right, sir? Thank you very much. Thank you. Question, please. Do not hesitate. Another question, please.
Who was the last British heavyweight champion?
Bob Fitzsimmons. He defeated Jim Corbett, heavyweight champion of America, at Carson City, Nevada, in October 1897. He was then 34 years of age. Am I right, sir? Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Memory. Who won the football cup in 1926?
Would you mind repeating that question again, young man?
Who won the football cup in 1926?
Bolton Wanderers defeated Manchester City at Wembley by 3-1 in the presence of His Majesty the King. Am I right, sir?
Right there. Thank you.
Another question, please.
Hey, where's my old man been since last Tuesday?
Madam, he's been where you can't ask him silly questions. Will the lady in the gallery please confine her questions to those of a more serious nature? Thank you very much. Gentlemen, no fighting. No fighting, please, gentlemen. Keep your seats. Everybody keep your seats. Come around the aisle. Orchestra, play something. Quick, there'll be a panic. Play something.
Let me out. Please, let me out of here.
Let the lady through there. Will you stand back, please?
Oh, help me, please.
Hold on to my arm, miss. I'll get you out of this. Get back there. Clear the aisle there, will you? This way, miss. This way.
Take a good deep breath.
Oh, thank you.
You all right?
Yes, sir. I had to get out of that theater, that's all.
A lot of people had that idea.
Oh, it wasn't the panic that frightened me. It was something else.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
I'm in terrible trouble. Will you help me?
Trouble? What kind of trouble?
I can't tell you here. Can we go someplace and talk?
Well, my flat is nearby.
Oh, let's go there. But hurry, please.
Go in, miss.
Thank you.
Now, if I can find this light switch...
Oh, no. Don't turn on the lights.
What?
Don't turn them on. It will be safer.
I'm afraid I don't...
Will you pull down the blinds, please?
Very well. This just puts me doubly in the dark. My name's Richard Hannay. Any objections to telling me yours?
No, it's Annabella Smith.
Smith? Not really.
Is there anything wrong with it?
No, just an unusual name. What's this all about? You said you were in trouble.
You don't believe me, do you?
I believe you're slightly hysterical.
If I am, I have good reason. I was the one who fired those shots in that theater tonight.
You? Why?
I had to do something to create a disturbance. I had to get away from there. There were two men in that theater who wanted to kill me.
Oh, come on.
Well, you've got to believe me.
But why should anyone want to kill you?
Because I'm what you would call a professional